We are back on the Campus Chronicle podcast with JJP and Bono with Ben.
We got a lot of things to talk about today, so stay tuned.
First up, the Iowa woman lost.
Man, did you watch any of that game last night, Jaden?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Dude, oh my. How is Minnesota that hot from three? Like, I don't get it, man. Why? I knew this would happen to Iowa. I was like, they cannot overlook teams. And look what happened. They overlooked them and they lost. Three-game losing streak, unfortunately, going on for Iowa right now. But
it's like every team that plays them plays their best. Like, that's their national championship.
Exactly. Game. Like, they just... Man, I've been telling you, man, Journey Houston needs to be starting. Yeah. She's a really good player. And I don't think Addie Deal's ready, man. I mean, I think they kind of rushed Addie Deal. And I mean, do you think she should be starting? I mean, I don't think she's...
Addie Deal?
I think she's better coming off the bench.
Yeah, I think she's a better bench player than she is starting.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a while for a freshman to adjust to the college game, and I don't think she's done that yet. So, dude... Maybe Taylor McCabe has an impact on this team, but they beat Ohio State at 20 at home without Taylor McCabe. So I don't know why. I mean, if they can beat Ohio State at home by 20 without Taylor McCabe, I think they can beat Minnesota, an unranked Minnesota team at home without McCabe. I just don't know why they lost. I mean, they let Minnesota get hot from three, and the refs were bad too, dude. They were giving Minnesota everything. You think Iowa with the home being at home, they would have all the calls, but unfortunately they didn't. But no, man, unfortunate game. You know, Iowa should have won that game. I was sitting there. Iowa was down by 20 at one point. I was like, what? Is this a dream? Like, what is going on? And, I mean, what were your takeaways from the game? I mean,
like, obviously, Journey Houston always plays, even if she's like down 20, she plays like they're up 20 still.
She does. She needs to be starting. And, Hayden played well. I think.
Yeah, I think she always finds her groove at least some point in the game.
Yeah, Hayden's a stud, and
I think,
dude, Fearbox such a liability.
Yeah, I think Hayden and Silky just need to like play more confident. Like when they get the ball, just put it up.
I think Silky played more confident. Yeah. I mean, not Silky. I think Hayden played more confident last night.
Like when she gets the ball, she just throws it off the glass.
But I think she did good. I think. Yeah. Did you see Megan Gustafson was in town?
Yeah.
I think I saw she was like working out with Ava Hayden and Layla Hayes, so that's good. You know, Ava needs all the moves that she can get, and I think it was good that Megan Gustafson was there, just to teach him stuff about what she knows. And
then Taylor Sturmler was just throwing up breaks.
Yeah, like why she hesitated on that three? Like just what three I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She hesitated. Just shoot the ball. Like, but yeah, man. Unfortunate loss for the Iowa women. Really disappointed, and they should have won that game. I mean, going into that game, I thought that would be an easy game for Iowa.
Did you see the stats? Minnesota hasn't beaten them since like 2018.
Yeah, that
in overtime when Megan Gustafson dropped like a 49, and they were 0-11 since. And then that's their first top 10 win
since 2003. That's sad. I mean, you're gonna let it happen at your home arena? Like, man, I don't know what's going on with them right now. They're just not. I mean, I think Fearbox should be coming off the bench, man. She's a liability. I mean, Kylie wasn't brought in for her offense. She was brought in for her defense. And, she's had 0 points, I think, the last three games. She hasn't had any points at all. And, I mean, if you're Jan, I don't think she will, but do you bench her? I mean, I think the lineup should be Chit Chat, Skulky.
I think she's only starting because, like, she's a veteran.
Yeah, exactly.
And the experience, but, like, it's not like, Russell Westbrook, like he's a veteran and everything, but he's better coming off the bench.
Yeah, that's Addie Deal. Yeah. I think she's better coming off the bench, and that's okay. Some people are just meant to come off the bench, and that's fine.
Like they need to bump Journey Houston up for sure to the start.
It needs to be Chit Chat, Journey Houston, Strimlow, Stolke, and Hayden. That's what it needs to be. Addie Deal should be the first one off the bench. Fearbox should be off the bench. And, yeah, but then when you have Journey and you don't have a backup four, so it's just kind of like, I mean, maybe you could put Callie Levine in there, but I mean, it's, man, I'm still getting over it, Jaden. You know, it will take me a little bit, but hey, we beat Minnesota in every other sport, right? I mean, we beat them in football. We lost to them in men's basketball, which I'm disappointed about, but we lost to them in wrestling somehow, but Yeah, I'm disappointed how the Iowa women played, and not a good effort last night. You know, not that now is not the time, and they're on a 3-game losing streak. And Iowa has ranked Washington next. That's not going to be an easy game at all. I don't know if that. I don't. I think that's at home actually. Let me see when that is. I believe that's.
Is Cynthia Volter part of the coaching staff?
Yeah, she's a GA. I think that's a good move. I mean, she's okay. So Iowa plays Wednesday, February 11th at 6:30 against Washington at home. Iowa should not be ranked, bro. They're ranked number 10. That is, they should not be ranked after what happened last night. I mean,
in Minnesota, did you see like the net rankings? Minnesota's like 10 and Iowa's 13. And Minnesota wasn't even ranked.
Yeah, and they just come out and they like Steph Curry just could not miss. And I was like, there's just no way that they can continue this in the second half. There's no way. And you know that, you know who that Minnesota center reminded me of? Audie Crooks.
Yeah, that's what I told my mom. Yeah. I'm like, is that Audie Crooks?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wait, does Audie Crooks have a sister or something that's playing? But
like she had like the same build as Audie Crooks.
Except a lot less like skinnier. And but yeah, man, I mean, I don't think Iowa will beat Washington. If they do, I'll have the question of how can they beat a ranked Washington team, but they lost to unlike Minnesota at home. It's just, I don't know, man. I mean, we'll have to see. And if Jan doesn't make adjustments, I think this team will be in trouble. I don't think this team, if Jan doesn't, for the Washington game, if she doesn't start Journey and Shremlo, I think they're going to be in big trouble. I think that they're going to lose. And so, yeah, man, unfortunate by the Iowa women. And yeah, just not good performance the past three games against starting off with USC, UCLA, and then coming back home against Minnesota. And the Iowa men got a victory. It was good for them, right? Unfortunately, Jaden did not watch this game because it was late for me, 10 o'clock. I assume you didn't watch it.
No.
No. No. I
10 o'clock is crazy.
Yeah, bro. But, I mean, it is Washington, so, yeah. You know, being a Big Ten, you kind of have to get used to it. But yeah, man, I did not watch it. Luckily for Iowa, they came out with the victory. Good job by Ben. Hey, they swept all the California, all the West Coast teams, so good job, Iowa. They beat USC at home. Luckily, they were able to win that game, thank God. They beat Oregon on the road, and then they beat Washington. So great job by Ben McCollum and his staff to get victories against against West Coast schools. And I think Koch played well. I think Sturts did his thing. I don't think Tavion. I don't know what's going on with Tavion Banks, man. I don't know what.
Did you say he's like sick or something?
If he's sick, why is he playing? Yeah. I don't get it. Why is he playing if he's sick? And great job by the Iowa men. And did you see the Hall of Fame class this year?
Yeah,
Roger Craig finally got in. Mm-hmm. It's about time, dude. It is. Where's Eli at?
Yeah.
He got snubbed too. He beat the GOAT twice. Nobody else can say that they beat the GOAT twice in the Super Bowl.
It's like if Kurt Warner's in there, then like
you yeah. If Eli Kurt Warner's Manning in there, how does Eli Manning not get in? I mean, Kurt Warner only won one Super Bowl, and like we've talked about, I think Kurt Warner's in there because of his story, and you know, like.
But Luke Kuechly got in only playing 8 seasons.
I think he played 7 actually. Played from 2000. I mean,
he just retired too early.
I mean, but when you play the position of a linebacker, you know, you take a lot of hits, but I mean, Luke Kuechly, yeah, but if he would have played longer, I think he'd be the best linebacker of all time. I mean, I mean, he was on track too, and then he just got hurt, and he can never stay healthy. But
same with Andrew Luck. I think he would have been
100%. His old line, man, just. Yeah. So the Hall of Fame class this year was Larry Fitzgerald, obviously well deserved. Drew Brees, well deserved. Mm-hmm. Roger Craig took him long enough. Who else got in? It was.
And then you said Luke Kuechly.
Yeah, Luke Kuechly.
And then it was. There was one more.
Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Luke Kuechly, Roger Craig, and who was the other guy? I have to look it up here. I have to fact check me here about who the last guy was.
I can like so I can see him.
Just look at.
It was. Jeez. Oh, the kicker, Adam Vinatieri.
Oh, yeah, Adam Vinatieri. Yeah. Well-deserved. And
he walked out. I was like, I forgot he was even a player. But,
yeah. Yeah, I forgot. But, dude, how does Eli keep getting snubbed from this? I don't understand. Like, he literally beat the GOAT twice in the Super Bowl. Nobody else can say that. Not even his older brother, Peyton, can't even say that. But Roger Craig is well-deserved. I mean, the dude was probably one of the most underrated running backs in NFL history and was an integral part of what the Niners did with Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. And Steve Young, obviously. So, yeah, man. Dude, if Eli gets stubbed next year, I don't know what to say. I mean, Eli's not as good as Peyton. We all know that. But he's a great quarterback. He's not as good as his older brother Peyton, but he's still good. He still has 2 Super Bowls. He still has the same amount of Super Bowls as his older brother Peyton. I mean, as his older brother. And the last one that Peyton Manning had was he didn't even do that good. And I mean, it's just...
He got carried by his defense.
Oh, 100%. I remember watching that game. You know what? It was actually in Santa Clara. We'll actually get to the Super Bowl later. Super Bowl 50 against... Luckily enough, Luke Kuechly and the Panthers. That was one of Luke Kuechly's, I think, last season's. But yeah, man, I feel bad for Eli because Eli's a great. I think Eli's a very underrated quarterback in my opinion. And yeah, man, Philip Rivers has to wait. I think what does he have to wait till like 2029 or something because he came back out.
Yeah,
wait more.
So like he would have been eligible this year, but yeah. Then he came back, so now he has to wait. 5 more years? 3 more years?
Yeah, I think you have to wait. I don't know why the NFL does this where you have to wait 4 years. Yeah. Like, the NBA, you don't have to wait. MLB, you don't have to wait. Like, why do you have to wait 4 years for NFL? I just don't... I think because if you come out of retirement, then that stuff could happen. I think that's one of the reasons why. But, like... I have a question for you, Jane. If Philip Rivers would have stayed retired, do you think he would have got in this year?
I think he should have, but I don't think they would have voted in him first ballot.
You know what's crazy? So Philip Rivers was drafted to the Chargers, mm-hmm. and you know who took over for him? Wait, I don't know if Breeze took over for him or I think Philip Rivers took over for Breeze because Breeze got drafted by the Chargers originally, yeah. and then he played there for like 3 seasons, and then he got traded to the Saints, obviously, and then he went to the Super Bowl. But you know what's crazy is that Philip Rivers and Drew Breeze would be in the same class, and they took over for each other, which I think is kind of cool. And so we got to get to the awards. Coach of the Year, Mike Vrabel. I mean, I'm not... Yeah, dude, Ben Johnson only got 1 vote?
Yeah, that's
bro,
crazy.
Bro, what? He turned around the Bears franchise.
I was rooting for him, but I just knew Vrabel was going to
get it. I knew too, but like, Ben Johnson only got 1 vote? Like, who was the one person that voted for him? Ben Johnson has single-handedly turned around the Bears in 1 season. And you only give him 1 vote for that? I mean, come on, man. I've been critical of Ben at times, but like... They only give the guy 1 vote. I mean, he turned around the Bears in 1 season. The Bears won a division in his first season. We won a playoff game in 1 season, and they only give him 1 vote. I mean, come on, man. That's ridiculous to me. I mean, but yeah, congratulations to Mike Vrabel. I mean, great coach, and I want the Seahawks to win, but it would be nice, you know, to see Mike Vrabel win because you know he won a Super Bowl with the Patriots and Tom Brady, and I mean, like I've told you this before, and I'll say it again. Mike Vrabel was meant to be a Patriot coach, right? I mean, he played for the organization for, I think, 7 years. He played on there from 01 to 08, and just a great, great player for him. And I'm well-deserved for him. You know, he's a great coach. And I want the Seahawks to win, but I like Mike Vrabel as a coach. And Tennessee looks like a fool is getting rid of him, man. I mean, what were they doing? Just like with Sam Darnold, the Vikings getting rid of Sam Darnold and the Browns getting rid of Baker Mayfield. He led you to the playoffs, and why would you get rid of him? And now you're seeing the price because of it. And offensive rookie of the year, Ted Aurora McMillan. I'm not surprised by that. I mean, this year's class was kind of weak. Yeah. You know, it wasn't like last year's class where you had Jaden and Caleb and Drake May. And
I thought Quinshon was going to be up there. If he had more time, if he didn't get injured, yeah, I think he would have been up there.
I think so. Defensive rookie of the year, Carson Schweinsteiger. I mean, that was kind of... I mean, there wasn't really anybody else good. And dude, did you see Gray Zabel got votes for like MVP or something?
Mm-mm.
You didn't see that?
Who was that?
So offensive line, I don't know if it's for MVP, but offensive lineman for the Seahawks, he got votes for like...
For MVP?
No, I don't know if it's for MVP, but like offensive player of the years.
Oh.
Here's what I don't get. How do you win MVP, but you don't win offensive player of the year? How does that make any sense?
Because like Drake May was up for both of them, but like he was...
Drake May did not.
He was like, he was too good to be offensive player of the year, but he wasn't good enough to be MVP. But how are you...
Stafford won MVP. Yeah. How do you not win offensive... Yeah. I don't get it.
If he wins most valuable player in the league, then how would he not win offensive player of the year?
I don't get it.
Because, like, he plays offense.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's the best player in the league.
I knew Stafford was going to win MVP.
But, like, how is JSN not MVP if he's the offensive player of the year? Or how is
Stafford... No, I think Stafford should have been both. JSN's a great player. I just think...
Like, I think they should have, like, positional awards.
Here's what I think. They should not have an offensive player of the year. It should just be MVP. I mean... Because most of the MVPs...
But I think they introduced the offensive player of the year because like MVP is a quarterback base. Like it's always going to be a quarterback base.
When was the last non-quarterback to win MVP? I think it was Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That was 2007, dude. I was... Depending on what year, I don't even think I was alive because they announced it in January. I was born in March, so that's kind of that's crazy. But dude, 2007, dude, that was 19 years ago. That's wild. But yeah, man. So MVP, obviously Matthew Stafford, well deserved, and 37. He's got to be the oldest MVP ever. I mean, 37 years old and won an MVP. I mean, that's well deserved. And do you want to know something? Do you know him and Clayton Kershaw went to high school together? Like, yeah. they were like best friends, and
because they won the Super Bowl and then the World Series like the same year. Right?
So Kershaw's first championship was in 2020, and then the Rams. Well, it was 2021 season, but 2020 Super Bowl. So yeah, and it was nice to see them because you know they're great people. And Kershaw's retiring. Stafford will probably be retiring here in a couple years, and So yeah, man. What other awards did we not mention?
Defensive Player of the Year, obviously Miles Garrett.
I mean,
the record.
That was unanimous. Yeah. I mean, hopefully that my Bears can trade for him. Him, Henriksen, or Crosby. We can get if we can get those, dude. I'm gonna
because Max Crosby said he wants out. No, don't want
to. I don't blame him one bit. I mean, I don't want to play for the Raiders. I mean, Watchman Doza, his career get ruined. I don't think it will, but it could. You know. Going to the Raiders, you always... I mean, remember Robert Gallery from Iowa? That big, tall offensive lineman? He was supposed to be the next Jonathan Ogden or the next great offensive lineman, and his career got ruined. Part of it's because he didn't stay healthy, but... So we got Defensive Player of the Year, Assistant Coach of the Year, Josh... Like I said, Josh McDaniels is a great coordinator. Some guys are just meant to be coordinators. Josh McDaniels, Brian Daboll, Jonathan Gannon. Congrats to Josh Daniels, you know? Josh McDaniels, you know, he... I think it was good for Mike Vrabel to bring him back because, you know, Vrabel, you know what's crazy? So Vrabel was still a player with the Patriots when McDaniels is on their staff as offensive coordinator. So that's kind of cool now that Vrabel is the head coach and McDaniels is the offensive coordinator, right? And it's really cool, you know, just to see that. And
then Protector of the Year went to Joe Tooney.
The Bears, baby. Let's go. First ever. Let's go. Joe Tooney. I will give Ryan Poles credit and I will give Ben credit. That was a good signing by the Bears. I will give Poles credit. That was a good trade for the Bears. You know, I think we would have gave up a 7th-round pick this year, yeah. I think. But yeah, that was
Caleb
a good...
Caleb definitely needed an offensive line. He was getting sacked like 8 times a game.
100%. And we saw it this year. Caleb took massive leap. And I've been telling people this, and I've told you this before, and I'm going to say it again. The Bears are one superstar edge rusher away from winning the Super Bowl. If we get Max Crosby, if we get Trey Hendrickson, if we get Myles Garrett, we are going to win the Super Bowl. And if we re-sign Kevin Byard, we get some good linebackers in there, we get some good corners, we will win the Super Bowl. And speaking of that, the Bears actually got a new running backs coach, actually, Eric Studsville. He worked with Ben for 2 years in Miami as a running back coach, and it's a great hire because he knows Ben, right? Anytime you can get a coach that knows your head coach and worked with him, I think it's a good move because, you know, obviously, he knows him, right? He has experience working with him. And Eric Bieniemy is going back to the Chiefs. We know that. And the Chiefs are going to find any excuse for why they were losing, right? I mean, Mahomes got hurt. I think that's a big part of it. I think the defense was not good. But, did you see Mike Vrabel's interview on Bussin' with the Boys?
Mm-mm.
So he just, you know, obviously Taylor Lewan and Will Compton, they played for him in Tennessee. And he was just talking about like Drake May and, you know, his development and what it was like playing with Tom Brady and, you know, all that stuff. And like I've said, Vrabel is, you know, good coach. And I'm glad that, you know, I want to, because right when the Bears were looking for a head coach, they interviewed Vrabel, right? And I kind of knew he was going to go to the Patriots because it was meant to be true. And I wanted the Bears to get him, but I'm not surprised he went to the Patriots. And I'm glad we got Ben because Ben is a great offensive coordinator and obviously a great head coach. I think those are all the awards.
They had moment of the year too, like play of the year. It went to DJ Moore and
Caleb Williams. There we go. Beating the Packers, baby.
I think the one in the playoffs was more exciting, like, cause it meant more.
Yeah. But
also because
we hadn't beat the Packers in a long time. And
it was for like number one in the division. I think they were playing for.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. But
I mean, both of them were crazy.
Yeah, dude. Bears beat the Packers. The Packers do not own us anymore. I don't want to hear, oh, you guys got lucky. You know what? You know what? You know how the Bears have been missing field goals against the Packers all the time? We've been screwing up. We've been fumbling that stuff. This time, it went the other way. It happened to the Packers. Usually, remember last year when the Bears missed that, Kyler missed that field goal?
Yeah.
That usually happens to the Bears. Packers fans have no idea what Bears fans go through. As a diehard Bears fan myself, man, they have no idea. Right? And it felt good to beat the Packers 2 times a year. Ben Johnson is a man of his word. I kind of enjoyed. To be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. Ben is a man of his word, man. I will give him credit. Ben is a man of his word. He said he enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice, and he did that. So, yeah, man.
But the thing is, DJ Moore went up to accept the award, and he's the one that ruined the season. Like, he's the one that stopped on that route.
I wouldn't say he ruined it, but he just kind of, like, gave up against the Rams.
He just gave up on the ball.
But also, like I said, it doesn't help that Ben Johnson didn't take the field goals. But
like, that would have helped,
it's
though.
A variety of things, right? It's Rome dropped like the pass. Rome dropped the pass in the first half that would have been a touchdown. Ben didn't take a couple field goals, which they would have won if they would have taken them. I mean, I don't blame him for going for it, but, like, dude, when the points are there, you got to take them, right? And you're not Dan Campbell, right? Dan Campbell would tell you to take the point. It's a playoff game, dude. I get if you do it against the Saints or a bad, you can do that in the Saints or against a bad team in the regular season. That's okay with me. But don't do it in the playoffs against the Rams. And speaking of McVay, we'll get to him later and his extension that he got. But yeah, man, I'm happy for Joe Tooney, and I'm happy for DJ Moore, because I've been critical of DJ Moore, and it's nice to see him. You know, we beat the Packers, right? And all the things that went right for the Bears this year, or all the things that went wrong for the Bears have went right now. And now the real test is going to be, can we beat him with a healthy Tucker Kraft? Can we beat him with a healthy Micah Parsons? I think we can. I really do. I'm not just saying that. I think we can beat him. And so, yeah, the Packers do not own us anymore. The Bears are on top of the division. I don't want to hear anything, because Bears beat you guys. So accept it, that the Bears are a better team. And, so, yeah, McVay actually got an extension. Well-deserved to Sean McVay. Obviously, one of the best coaches. I think the best coach in the NFL. I mean, dude, his coaching tree is crazy. Yeah. I mean, he has Mike LaFleur. Mike LaFleur's older brother, Matt LaFleur, was an offensive coordinator for a year. But you got Brandon Staley. You have Kevin O'Connell. You have Raheem Morris. You have, I'm trying to think of other guys that were on his coaching tree. But, yeah, it's crazy. And I thought him and Shanahan are 1A and 1B, I think. I mean, the only knock on Shanahan is that he can't win the big game, right? Mm-hmm. He can't, you know, win the Super Bowl. He can't, you know, get over the hump. But, happy for that. And Kansas basketball, this plays this Saturday against Utah. I think the game is at 3 o'clock. Against Utah, unranked Utah. Hopefully, looking for Kansas to get a victory. And, This just came in. Browns defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz will not. I'm not surprised, dude. I mean,
because he got overlooked for the head coaching job.
I mean, the Browns are a dumpster fire, man. I mean, I would not want to play for them. Like, it's just, I wouldn't want to play for them. Just like, here's the thing. Would you rather play for the Browns or the Raiders? That's a tough one.
I'd rather play for the Browns.
Yeah, I would too. But if you get drafted to the Browns, I feel bad for you, because your career is going to get ruined. And Todd Monken, I mean, come on, Browns. I mean, there were better coaches out there. I mean,
like, he's okay, but when you have Jim Schwartz already on, like,
yeah, exactly. You're, like, you would think you would promote him to head coach, but I mean, they just, man, it's speaking of that, did you see Matt LaFleur was at his brother's press conference?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, man. Bears on you, but like I said, it'll be interesting to see how he does, right? Because he didn't call plays in L.A. Sean McVay called plays, and Mike LaFleur was the offensive coordinator for 3 years with Stafford. But you know, it's crazy that he's going to be facing off against the Rams twice a year, and he's, you know, if I'm McVay, I'm looking forward to that, right? Because you want your coordinators to do well. You want your coordinators to. I'm sure Dan Campbell, when Bears don't play against the Lions, wants Ben Johnson do well. I mean, and Antoine Randall and all those guys. But I'm like we said. I mean, it's not a flashy hire. Mike LaFleur is not a flashy hire. I mean, we'll see how he does. I mean, you got to give him time, right? I mean, I don't think Gannon was wasn't a good fit for Kyler Murray. And you see the good head coaches now winning Super Bowls. Most of them are offensive minded. You got Andy Reid, you have Ben Johnson, you have Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, you have who else are offensive? Well, Kubiak now with the Raiders, he hasn't officially been hired yet.
Did you see what Tom Brady said? He didn't want to pick, because we know where his heart is. He's going to pick the Patriots, obviously, but like, he doesn't want any bad blood between him and Clint Kubiak. Because, like,
why would that have any bad blood? I don't think Kubiak gives a crap about.
No, Like he already knows that he's played for the Patriots and won seven Super Bowls with them, six Super Bowls with them. So like,
that's dumb. That I don't think Kubiak really cares about who he cares. I mean, obviously you played for the. Like, it's like saying, hey, I played for the Bears and I'm the owner of the Packers, but I want this guy to do it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, Brady will cheer for the Patriots. Yeah. I mean, he's just saying that just because he doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want to cause issues with. Mm-hmm. I get what he's saying with Kubiak, but like, dude, like, we know who you're going to cheer for. I mean, but let's be honest. And you see Gronk, they asked Gronk about what he said, about what Brady said. He's like, dude, I mean, Tom is Tom, man. Like, you know, like, but yeah, I mean, Tom Brady, we know you're cheering for. And Tom Brady actually grew up a Niners fan, so I 99% sure he's gonna be at the Super Bowl. I assume LeBron will be at the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I mean, he goes there every year. I mean, LeBron somehow just, I think Matthew McConaughey will be there. I think Tom Cruise might be there. It'll be interesting to see what celebrities will be there. Obviously, I mean, Tom Brady I assume will be there. I mean, what else he's got? He's not even calling the game, so I mean, I can't wait to hear Collinsworth and what Collinsworth is going to say. Oh, man, look at that. Look at that throw from Sam Darnold. That was a Mahomes-like play right
now,
there.
Now, here's a guy.
Here's a guy that knows his stuff. Man, and I can't wait to hear Collinsworth. Oh, man, what a throw by Drake May there. That was a Mahomes-like play. Oh my goodness, what a throw to Stephon. Dude, I can't wait to see. I assume Cardi B's going to be there, too. Yeah. You hear what Mike Vrabel said about Cardi B? Mm. How he saw her in her, like, pink, or in her, like, green hair or whatever. Like, he said, oh, I recognized her. I saw her when we beat the Broncos. She came down on the field, and I saw her. I could tell it was her because of her green hair and stuff like that, but, You know what would be the funniest thing ever? If they would have had Cardi B to the Super Bowl halftime show with Stephon in the Super Bowl, that would have been even crazier. Stephon would be out there halftime just like, he's supposed to be with
his
team.
He'd be on the stage.
He'd be on the stage with his full uniform on. Like, but dude, I'm looking forward to Bad Bunny. I mean, I really am. I think Bad Bunny's going to bring in a lot of people. I think, you know, fans are going to look forward to Bad Bunny. And, I mean, are you looking forward to Bad Bunny? I know I am.
I don't even know any songs by him.
Mia, the one with Cardi B, I Like It Like That.
Oh,
I said I like it like that. Yeah,
he's on that.
Yeah, he's featuring with that. Mia is a good song. I Like It Like That. I don't really know any other songs, but he's great for the Mexican community, and I think a lot of people will tune in to watch Bad Bunny. I think he's going to be really good, and I can't wait to see him. You know, he's better than Usher. I'll give him that. I mean, Usher really only has one good song, and that's that Yeah song. And so yeah, man, it's man, NFL season's here, and is already over already. I mean, after the Sunday, NFL season's already over. I mean, I remember when we were here week one previewing the Bears, sitting right here in this exact same chair previewing the Bears and not knowing how good they'd be. And yeah, so we're going to talk about this one more time. Jaden and I, we are both picking the Seahawks to win. We've interviewed people around campus. I think you guys have seen that video of me right out here actually picking the Seahawks to win. That was, when was that? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday? I don't know. It was Monday. Sunday. It was some day of the week. But like I said, me and Jaden both think it's going to be a close game. You know, Seahawks and Patriots have both great defenses, and that, you know, with both head coaches being defensive minded coaches, I think it's going to be, I think it will be low scoring, but I think the Seahawks will win, and I think the Seahawks are a better team, and so yeah, it'll be, you know, it'd be even cooler, you know, just to see Sam Darnold win a Super Bowl in his home state. You know, he grew up in California. He obviously, you know, went to USC and played college football, but yeah, it's. I'm looking forward to it. Jaden, are you doing? Speaking of that, are you gonna have a Super Bowl party? Are you gonna get the family together, watch it? What are your plans for the Super Bowl? What are you gonna do?
I think we're just chilling at home.
Yeah, me too. My mom is actually going to Cedar Falls to visit some of her friends. So she's staying two nights, and then she's coming back on Sunday, right before the Super Bowl. So that'll be nice. We'll get to see her, and she'll come back home in time. And so yeah, man. I think me and my family will just stay home too. I mean, we. Usually the past couple of years we've gone over to our friend's house who are Chiefs fans, but since Chiefs aren't in it this year, we're just probably just going to stay home and chill and watch it. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great game. And so let's give our final score predictions here. What do you think the score is going to be?
Seahawks 27, Patriots 21.
I think it will be Seahawks. Ooh. Seahawks 21, Patriots 14. I think it will be a very close game. I think that it's going to come down to hope. Jaden, let's hope for the Seahawks it doesn't come down to the final play again. Because if Mike McDonald has done his research and if Clint Kubiak really was a good offensive coordinator, he would learn from Brian Schottenheimer and run the ball there, right? I mean, I don't think it will come down to that, but if it does, Clint Kubiak, you better learn your lesson. You better have done your research. Because I know every single Seahawks fan is going to explode on you if you do not run that football. If you pass that ball and it gets picked off, the Seahawks fans are going to go crazy. They're gonna call for you, oh, this guy sucks. This guy's terrible. And so, Clint Kubiak, you better do your research, man. You better run that ball. I mean, Seahawks fans are going to get so mad at you if you pass that ball, especially if it gets picked by some nobody. I mean, let's be honest. Malcolm Butler, nobody would know who Malcolm Butler is if he didn't pick that off. I mean, seriously, nobody would. I wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. Nobody would. Oh, my God, it's picked off by Malcolm Butler. Like if you run that with beast mode, you score. And even what down? Do you remember what down that was when they passed it? Was it like third down or something?
They still had a couple downs
left. Yeah, you could have just... Why would you pass it there? Even if you don't get it on the first one, you could just keep running it with Marshawn Lynch. And I just, you got to learn from your lesson, Clint Kubiak. I get that you're going to be the Raiders head coach here after the Super Bowl, but one game at a time. Focus on winning the Super Bowl first, and then you can focus on being the Raiders head coach. Clint Kubiak better have done his research. He better have studied, and he better not have done what Brian Schottenheimer did at the time. And pass the ball. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, looking forward to the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be a great game.
Here's some props for you. What do you think the coin toss is going to be?
What do you mean? Like, who's going to win?
Heads or tails.
Well, the Patriots are the away team, so they're going to. I'm just going to say tails. I don't really know.
Tails never fails. What do you think the first commercial is going to be? The very first commercial.
Matthew McConaughey and Bradley Cooper on an Uber Eats commercial. I've seen previews for that. It's going to be...
What color do you think the Gatorade is going to be dumped on the winning coach?
Well, if it's Seahawks, it'll probably be blue or green. If it's Patriots, it'll probably be red. So I'm going to say both teams because they could both win. If the Seahawks win, I think it'll be blue. If the Patriots win, I think it'll be red.
I think it's going to be yellow or green.
What was it?
I think it was blue. Last year,
they should do it for team colors. Yeah. I don't. Who scores the first touchdown? Give me the player and what it is, like receiving, rushing. I think it will be JSN. Sam Darnold will throw like a deep pass to JSN and he'll score.
I think the Patriots are going to score first.
You think so?
Yeah, ooh. I think it's going to be. I think Jake May is going to run it in.
Darake Maye. Have you seen that that video with Keegan-Michael Key? Like, he's on Rich Eisen's show, and he like they give him like some names, some mispronouncing. He's like, Darake Maye. Is there a Darake Maye here?
Yeah.
G-Rag Zerillion. Balake Karum. Where was Balake Karum at? Balake, I know him. Duke Relay. Duke Relay, are you here? Here's what I think. I think either Kenneth Walker will score first on the rushing, or I think JSN will score. I think Sam Darnold will throw a pass to him, and I think he'll score. And which defense? Who do you think gets the first pick?
I think there's only going to be one in the game. I think it's going to be the Seahawks.
Who do you think is going to get the pick? It's kind of hard to tell, to be honest. Sometimes it's just right place, yeah. Right time. You know, I don't know. Christian Gonzalez could get a pick. I could see. Who do you think will be on JSN? You think it'll be Christian? I don't know any other.
Christian Gonzalez.
You think he'll be on I think he'll be covering JSN. Who do you think will be on Stephon Diggs? Probably Witherspoon or Julian Love.
Probably Witherspoon.
Yeah. Who do you think will? So JSN will be covered by
Christian Gonzalez.
Christian Gonzalez. Who is? Who are some other receivers? I don't really know.
Cooper Kupp.
Oh yeah. Well, he's Cooper Kupp. Hey, don't be sleeping on him. He could go off in this. He's had Super Bowl experience, all right? He's been in two Super Bowls before, all right? He's won one of them. Cooper Kupp has experience. I think he's the only Seahawks player that's been in a Super Bowl before. That's crazy. Yeah. No. Sam Darnold has with the Niners. He was a backup quarterback. Yeah. No, but Cooper Kupp actually played. But, so yeah, what do you think the who do you think will do the coin toss? I don't.
I have no idea.
Is it like a famous
person? Okay, if the Patriots, since they're away teams, since they're gonna, if they call tails, do you think they'll take the ball first? Or do you think they'll want to wait till the second half?
They'll want to wait till the second half if they.
If you're the Patriots, why don't you want to take the ball first? Why don't you want to go down and score?
Because I want to every time I would want to defer because like so if you're like down a lot going into the second half, you at least get the ball because it.
Yeah,
if,
fair.
If they like say the Seahawks are driving at the end of the half. And they get a touchdown, and then they get the second half ball as well. So yeah. Like, they'd be able to double down.
Mm-hmm.
But like I think as a coach, I'd always want to defer unless it's like the best offense in the league.
Yeah, I think the Broncos had the best offense, but I do think the Seahawks had the best. And maybe the Legion of Boom is back, baby. I mean, how many former Seahawks and Patriots players do you think will be there? I mean, obviously Brady will be there. But do you think Mark Wahlberg will be there? I mean... Hopefully. Yeah, I mean, he's a diehard Patriots fan.
Marshawn Lynch is going to be there?
Oh, for sure. Hopefully he goes up to Clint Kubiak and says, if you pass this ball at the 1 yard line, this is him on the sidelines. Hey, yo, Clint, pass, run the ball here. Run the ball. No. What they should do is on the final play, they should run it. They should put beast mode in pads.
Yeah.
They should sign him for one day. All right, guys, what's the play here? Marshawn? We're giving the ball to Marshawn. Everybody else, just. Block for him. Let him get in the end zone, right? And if I'm Marshawn Lynch, I'm taking this game personally. Because remember the last time the Seahawks Patriots played in Super Bowl? He did not get the ball, all right? And I'm learning my lesson if I'm Kubiak. I'm doing my research. And if he's actually good offensive coordinator, he would have done his research. Obviously, Quinn Kubiak has Super Bowl ties, right? His dad, Gary Kubiak, won a Super Bowl with the Broncos with Peyton Manning. That he was. Did you know that? Kubiak's dad was the head coach for the Broncos when they beat the Panthers in the Super Bowl? Peyton Manning's final game, Gary Kubiak, his dad was the head coach. I don't think a lot of people know that. And speaking of that, do you know who the defensive coordinator was for the Panthers in that game? Mm. Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott was the defensive coordinator. Ron Rivera was the head coach, former Chicago Bear, yeah. Former Super Bowl champion. I'm hoping the Bears can bring him in as like a linebacker coach. He was with the Bears, a defensive coordinator for I think like 7 years. But do you think he takes one? To the house? I mean, he could very easily.
I think he's going to have a big run back, but not all the way.
I think he'll set him up in good field position. Like, but you know what would be cool? You know, Sam Darnold played for the Niners, and he'll be back in the stadium. He didn't really play for the Niners, but he was Brock Purdy's backup. But it would be cool for him to return to the stadium that he was a backup in his home state, playing for... You know, he's been in California his whole life. He went to high school in San Clemente, California. I actually have family that lives out there in San Clemente. He played at USC, obviously, for Coach Clay Helton. And now he gets drafted to the Jets, and we're not going to talk about that. I mean, he got screwed on the Jets. I mean, let's be real. And I don't blame Dante Moore one bit for coming back. I mean, I don't. If you're Dante Moore, would you want to go play for the Jets?
No.
Heck no. I do not want to play for the Jets. And speaking of the Jets, Frank Reich and Aaron Glenn reunite. They played with each other for the Jets for I don't know how many seasons, but Frank Reich is becoming the offensive coordinator for the Jets. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a decent.
I mean, I think I think Aaron Glenn's only bringing it back because he played with him and he knows him, but
he's like one of his friends.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many years they played together, but real quick, Iowa men play on Sunday at 2 o'clock. So right after the Iowa men game, I got to tune on the Super Bowl. So hopefully that gets done in time because I'll be watching my Iowa men play against Northwestern on Sunday. I'll be actually heading up to Iowa City on Sunday to watch wrestling in Extreme Arena.
Great play.
No, it's not Iowa wrestling. It's like Iowa.
Oh,
it's
like the state.
No, it's not state. It's like, so my brother's on like, what is it? Like, it's not like JV. It's like varsity B. So like, it's not. Roy State is kind of like regional duels, you know what I mean? So we'll be going up there for the day and hopefully to, you know, always a good time when you go to Iowa City, right? I mean, Iowa's there. And so my predictions for this, let's do this real quick. For both teams, if both teams win, who wins offensive, who wins MVP? I think, let's go for
both.
I think Sam Darnold, I think it would be him or JSN for offense.
I think JSN.
Yeah, I think he goes off. For the Patriots, obviously, I mean, Drake May. I mean, mm-hmm. if he has a good game, I think he'll win it. Or I think, who else do they have? I mean, I don't think Diggs is going to win. Yeah. Diggs is
unless
not.
Unless Diggs gets like Diggs 200 is get yards. Carried.
I think, what's the over-under on Diggs catches in this game? Can we say two?
Like,
probably two like for 14.
Two, and a half, yeah.
two for 14. He'll probably have one at the very beginning.
He's either going to have like two catches for 14 yards or he's going to go off and go like nine catches for 160.
Yeah, people are going to be like, where was this Diggs? Like, yeah. Diggs is going to get carried for, if the Patriots end up winning, Diggs will get carried for a ring. But defense, do they have defensive MVP? I think they should in the Super Bowl. I think they should. But how many field goals do you think will be made in this game? I think like two or three.
I say two.
Jason Myers is a good kicker.
I think it's going to go two for three. Like, one of them is going to miss.
I think the Patriots kicker, because he's a lot younger, I think he'll miss. What is his name? Borgois? Andres? Yeah. His brother was kicker for Miami. Andres Borgois. But, looking forward to a great game. And hopefully that the NFC, you know, the NFC won last year. Unfortunately, I was here for the Chiefs because, you know, my dad's one of his good friends. We were at their house watching it, and they're Chiefs fans. Yeah, I want the Seahawks to win. You know,
hopefully it's a good game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's not a good game, if it's a... Like, remember when the Seahawks played against the Broncos and the Seahawks just dominated 43-8? I could see it being like that, where the Seahawks just come out and dominate, but I don't think it will. I mean, two great defenses, two great offenses, you know, two great coaches. Mike Vrabel's been a coach a lot longer than Mike. Two Mikes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two Mikes are going to be coaching. It'll be cool. Hey, 100% chance that a Mike wins the Super Bowl. So, I mean... But yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be a great Sunday. I will be tuned in. I will be at my house. I've been, me and my family, just watching it. I know you will be too. And hopefully that every single one of you guys have a great Super Bowl. If you'll be watching it, enjoy it. Enjoy Bad Bunny, because I will be enjoying Bad Bunny. Can you imagine just paying a ticket just to watch Bad Bunny?
Yeah,
like, that would just be...
Just go to the Super Bowl to get...
Hey, guys, I'm going to Super Bowl. What are you excited for the game? No, I'm just going for Bad Bunny. I just want to see Bad Bunny perform. And but I'm looking forward to it. I think Bad Bunny will be really good. I think he'll... I'm looking forward to it. And KU this Saturday, 3:00 against Utah, back at home at Iowa Fieldhouse. Iowa men at 2:00, 2:00 against Northwestern at home. Unfortunately, Iowa women took a loss. Looking forward to the Super Bowl. We'll recap once we're done here.
Have you seen these NBA trades?
Oh my god, dude, we forgot to talk about that. Oh my god. All right, let's go run through them real quick. Kristaps Porzingis is going to the Warriors.
Who was he? What did he get traded for?
I don't even know. Dude, I totally forgot about the trades. You know we don't have much time, but it's fine. We'll run through them real
KP
quick.
KP for Buddy Hield and Jonathan Kuminga.
That's solid.
It's because they couldn't get Giannis. They didn't have the money for Giannis.
Dude, nobody has the money for Giannis.
And
you're
going
to have to give up like five first-round picks for him.
They said they were going to hold on to him. But
For what? Like,
he doesn't even want to play for them. Like, if
he doesn't want to play for you, why are you holding on for him?
They both have like a bond that's gonna break soon. They don't want to, like, he doesn't want to play for them, and he knows, and they know that he doesn't want to play for them.
Because
they traded like his two best players from the championship team.
I saw Usman Dane got traded for
There was Rob Dillingham got traded to the Bulls.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah,
I mean, Rob Dillingham was a key piece of the Timberwolves.
Luke Kennard went to the Lakers. You saw that?
I mean, you get Luke Kennard a shooter, right? I mean, didn't he already play for the Lakers before? I mean, I feel like he did.
I don't know.
But hey, like, more shooter. No, more white boy shooters on the Lakers. That's all they need now. I mean, you have Austin Reeves, you have Luka, now you get Luke Kennard. Great, great.
The crazy one was Jared McKinnon of the Thunder. You saw that?
Who did he go there for? Like, did they swap
players? They just traded for like picks.
Damn,
just
that's
only picks.
That's a solid Thunder or not. They're not losing a game probably till like May, maybe.
Mike Conley got traded from the Bulls, from the Timberwolves to the Bulls to the Hornets, but now the Hornets dropped him, and now he's back on the Timberwolves.
I mean, he's washed. I mean, he's not good anymore.
And the Bulls traded Kobe White for Colin Sexton.
Dude, I'm surprised by that. Oh, Vucevic got traded too.
Yeah, Vucevic went to the Celtics for...
God dang it. I want Luka Garza to start.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's been
playing
good.
My boy Luka was doing good.
He had like 16 points back-to-back.
Now he has to be a backup because they traded for Vucevic. I mean, come on.
Obviously, James Harden to the Cavs for Darius Garland.
I mean,
the Clippers are building for their future and the Cavs want to win.
Yeah,
Donovan Mitchell.
I mean, James Harden not going to go there and change their team. Yeah. He's old. I mean, he'll get you a couple buckets.
How are you going to it's going to be like the 2021 Nets. Like, how is
Donovan Mitchell
going to hold the ball with James Harden on the team?
And you have Evan Mobley too. Yeah. Like, how are they going to manage that? Like, I don't.
And then AD went to the Wizards.
I mean. No, I don't like that.
The Wizards got Trae Young and Anthony Davis. Like, they'll never play together.
No, they won't. They'll maybe play like one game a season. That'll be it. Anthony Davis, play one game, get hurt. One game, get hurt. He'll just keep getting hurt.
It was D'Lo, Dante Exum, Jaden Hardy, and Anthony Davis.
Dante Exum's still in the league? What?
Or Chris Middleton, AJ Johnson, Marvin Bagley, and Malachi.
Wait, say that again.
What? So AD, D'Lo, Dante Exum, and Jaden Hardy went to the Wizards for Chris Middleton, AJ Johnson, Marvin Bagley, and Malachi Branham.
Like
two first round picks and 3 second round picks. So they turned Luka.
I mean, those
they turned Luka into Chris Middleton in two first round.
Picks. So Chris Middleton's going to the Mavs?
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like an alien first of all. But I mean, I like what the Wizards have with Trae Young, but, like, that's one player. I mean, you can't just rely your team around one player. I mean, that's why it's a team sport, right? I mean, name me one other good player on the Wizards besides Trae Young. They don't have one. Anthony Davis is injury prone. I mean, when was the last time Anthony Davis played a full season? I mean, probably since before he when he was on the Pelicans. I mean,
like his rookie season.
Probably. I mean, what was that, like 10 years ago? I mean, Jesus, like, but. Is that all the trades?
Jaden Ivey went to the Bulls.
Did he
the
really?
The Bulls are building a god squad.
They have a lot of young pieces. Yeah. They're not signing just some washed up guys that are. Mm-hmm.
Jaren Jackson Jr. went to the Jazz.
Who do they have? They have
the Jazz. They have Lauri Markkanen. They have Lauri Markkanen.
Keontae
George, Jaren Jackson, now Yusuf Nurkic, Isaiah Collier.
Oh, yeah. And that's Kyle Filipowski,
Ace Bailey.
Ace Bailey's good. He is. I think he's going to be. I mean, that's. I mean, what do you think is the best trade out there that happened in this?
The best trade was probably like the Thunder got Jared McCain for a bunch of nothing.
Yeah, that's. I mean, to be able to get him like that for nothing.
Like the 76ers just gave up on him.
Like, bro, it's his rookie season, for God's sake. Like, you can't just give up on a rookie. Like, when you have Kelly Oubre starting and you have like Joel Embiid and Paul, You can't give up on a rookie that easily. Like, you can't.
And that's about it for the trades. But that Jeremy Kane one was kind of crazy. Like,
yeah, I mean, the 76ers trading him for, like, nothing. I mean, wait, he's on the Bulls, right, Jeremy Kane? Or, no.
He went to the Thunder.
Thunder got him for nothing?
Yeah.
Damn, Sam Presti? Okay.
And he got, like, 13 more first-round picks to give, too.
Thunder do?
Yeah.
They ain't losing. They probably ain't losing until like 4 months.
They're going to build a super team. And then Chris Paul signed with the Raptors because like he was retired.
He won't play.
No. He was literally retired because like the Clippers.
He said this is his last season. Yeah. So he's done.
And then Lonzo Ball got traded, but he said.
He's not.
The Jazz are going to drop him and then he's going to go to the.
So what's the point of training for a guy and then just dropping him? Like, I don't get the point. This is a waste of draft.
Like, the Timberwolves were traded Mike Conley to clear up cap space to try to like push for Giannis or like John Morant. Like, I understand that, but, like, some of the teams literally had no chance at Giannis or anybody. So, why are we...
You're going to pretty much got to give up, like, all your draft picks to get Giannis. I mean, does the team really want to do that? I mean, no, I would not. But, yeah, man, I totally forgot about that, dude. It was just, I kept talking about Super Bowl. Forgot about all the trades. But, yeah, man, great, great week. And, I got to let Spurs in here.
That's about all we got for you guys.
Yeah,
the Lonzo Ball did. So Lonzo Ball's about to go play with his brother in Charlotte.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Back in the what were they?
The Ball
Chino Hills.
Yeah, Chino Hills
days.
Oh, that's Lonzo on them. Oh man, bro, I can't imagine LeVar going to those games, pulling up, bro, with his half jersey.
They sign LiAngelo again, and
they
it's just the Ball brothers.
They won it, but that'd be crazy.
Oh,
but,
and Cam Thomas got dropped. You know who that is?
Yeah, that's. But, man.
That's about all we got for you guys.
Hopefully the Seahawks win the Super Bowl. Iowa men play at on Sunday at 2, and KU plays on Saturday at 3. So, great week of sports, and we'll come back and recap the Super Bowl.
And Duke UNC plays. Too.
Oh, yeah, right, Duke UNC on Saturday. I don't think I'll be watching that, but hopefully for a good game. And I hate Duke, so just like Mr. Wesley said out there, he hates Duke. I do, too. And go UNC, so.
You can catch us on Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAT Chronicle. Website is campuschroniclenews.com. And if you want to join us, come to Building 5, Room 1.
Come on in,
right
man.
When you walk in.
Right when you walk in. We would love to have you.
We'll see you guys next time.
See ya.